Good morning. This is the Geyer Cook Report, so I must be Geyer Cook, right? That makes sense. And the engagement, oh, before I continue, do you know what they call the security guards at the Samsung store? You know, where they sell the Samsung phones and stuff? Guardians of the Galaxy. I like that one. The topic today, what's on our mind, the new version of Audacity, give that a look. It's got some features that are worth knowing about, and let's take a look at those. This article is from Christian Colley. He writes for the people over at Make Use Of. We're going to go to that link right now and take a look. Now, Christian Colley, he's written 960 articles. He's, I guess you'd say, getting the hang of it. He's the Linux editor. He does Make Use Of security. But better than that, he wrote about the new version of Audacity and why you should use it. And this is worth a look. He talks about many things. There's many internal links referencing other content. You can take a look at those in your leader. But basically, why do you want to update to Audacity 2.2.0? It's that darn good. The new look that they've given it, I'm still using the default grayscale, not this image here. Excellent. They've rearranged the menus. Like he's talking here, everything is where you'd expect it to be. The default recording mode in the settings. The MIDI support is now available. You can import a MIDI. The manual, the help files, are better than they've ever been. Really good information on every single instance that there's support offered. It's there. It's far more details than can before. That's what he said. And I agree. The little sneak peek I look at it makes this digital audio workstation something to consider having on your desktop, especially if you're doing a podcast of your own and recording the sound in it. This is a good one. There's 6 comments on this post already. I'd invite you to like, comment, and share this content. Again, if you go to the GeyerCookReport.podbean.com, you can get to the show notes. And if they don't come up, of course, you can always go to blog.geyercookonlineservices.com, and that's going to get you there. But the Podbean I would go to first. It's got the link to the audio and so forth in it. The other links that are in here, the Geyer Cook Report questions, the planning session guide. Big thank you to the patrons. We appreciate your support. Especially thank yous to the motivational people. Fraser Ramsey at Edinburgh Dusters. Well, he's more than that. He's co-host of the Hattrick and Ramsey Unleashed podcast show in Edinburgh, Scotland, which is simulcast onto the radio station there, which I've just forgot the name of, a little brain fade there. Anyway, it's a great show. Give that a look. His link is right there in the show notes. FraserR1.podbean.com. You can get to that. Eileen Smith, thanks a lot for telling us about Screencast-O-Matic. Great recorder, using it every day in conjunction with Audacity now, because Audacity's that darn good. Can't say anything bad about either one of those. Facebook, look for the group Friends Just Chatting. Join that. People from all over the world conversing about everything. If you just want a group to talk to, give them a look. The YouTube channel is right there, VDH YouTube, under Bitly. That's going to get you to the visual representation. We're on Spreaker, we're on SoundCloud, the Geyer Cook Report. We're here for you. Monday through Friday, we're live at 7 a.m. And if you see this badge where you can join the channel, you can be a part of this live instance of the podcast. That being said, we're going to soon have a link to the credits, so thank goodness for that, because the guy won't have to read them all out loud. We'll just have a little link there, and if you want to know what the credits are, they're there. Be sure to like, comment, and share this content. We'll see you tomorrow. Have a good one. It's a wrap.